This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour at the prime of your day, the prime of your life, prime of your mind working. We're here to grease the axles in your brain so they work a little bit better. Why'd you stop the music, Michael? That gets me going, gets me charged up, gets me focused. I happen to be Doug Steffen. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program you're listening to with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and we're going to start something new today, sports with Michael Fortier at 15 and 45.
Awesome.
How about that?
I love that.
All right.
If only we had done that a few weeks ago. Darn it.
Well, a little inside. So the police in Ferguson, Missouri, say they are preparing for possible protests. How do you like that alliteration?
Yeah, because nobody thinks that there's
possible
protests. No one thinks this officer, Darren Wilson's going to be indicted.
Nobody thinks that?
No, that's why they're all getting, I mean, people are buying guns, cops are getting ready, they're holding off on the verdict. It's crazy. It'll be
so bad. The governor of Missouri, Mr. Jay Nixon, no relation to former President Richard Nixon, says the grand jury decision on Michael Brown is expected to be in mid to late November. So the National Guard is being put on alert if the police officer is not indicted by the grand jury. Do I have that right?
You have it right.
I think I have it right.
So, yeah. You just caught me mid-drink of water, but yes, you have it right.
Okay. So there is... listen, there's been so much speculation on this. There's been so much noise about this. Mm-hmm. I don't really know that it's worth... This is the latest wrinkle, so it's worth a comment, a little bit of conversation, and that's about it, unless there's something more to add to it.
I think because of that evidence that came out a few weeks ago, the coroner's report that he was right on top of Darren Wilson when he was shot, Michael Brown, that everybody's claim that he was just innocently...
How does the coroner know that? How do you know that?
I think by how the bullet enters the body, you can figure out where it came from.
Really? But how does he know he's on top? They could have been standing.
Well, I think they weren't necessarily on top of him. What I'm saying is that he was at close range.
Mm-hmm. So that will prevent the grand jury from indicting the police officer?
Because it backs up his story.
That information. Really?
Now, what I do think is that this guy is ruined. I mean, Darren Wilson, really? Where is he going to be able to go now? The guy is ruined, really, for life. I mean, maybe people will forget, but it's unlikely in that area that they will. But I can't imagine that they're going to put him through all that.
I think that he and Zimmerman should start a PI agency.
Why? He didn't do anything wrong.
What, the police officer?
No.
I don't say. How do you say that at this point without
a
trial?
Because I've seen the evidence. You don't need to put law enforcement on trial after every single event. If they're doing their job, they're doing their job.
I think that there is something to be said for that. The news media puts all of these people and all of these circumstances on trial before they actually ever get on trial. So whether you get a fair trial or not remains to be seen. I think, however, Jennifer, in this circumstance, there's enough finger-pointing going back to the history of the Ferguson Police Department to suggest that they were not run, the officers weren't trained properly, the police department has not been run well.
That could be true, but this has nothing to do. This was a guy who was near a police officer
fighting him in his
car. Exactly. Why was he near him?
I don't know. Why? What's
he was,
the end of that?
Because
why?
He was attacking him. He was charging
why?
Him. The
why?
Coroner even said...
Why was he attacking him?
What?
Why? Why would
because
Michael Brown
attack? Because he was pulled over.
Officer?
There was drugs in his system. He had just robbed someone earlier, a few hours ago, so maybe he was freaked out. So he was charged
with
the police
officer.
Was he
proven guilty of being... I'm playing the devil's advocate here. Was he found guilty of robbing
somebody?
No,
but he was
somebody?
On videotape.
Uh-huh.
So that works for me. Does it work for you?
I don't know.
Well, except that they don't know that that was... they haven't said that that was him
it was
or
really
not.
Him. Because you know what they say about all black people.
What?
They all look alike.
Oh, jeez.
How many times have you heard
that
in your life? No,
but
you
what
wouldn't
I would say,
say
is that
I
the,
wouldn't say it.
Is that the evidence
wouldn't
point,
say it, but some people say it.
The evidence points to this guy being up to no good. The police officer did what he was supposed to do. And I mean, for me,
well,
he
was supposed
close.
To shoot him?
If you're being charged, hell yeah. Yes, If you're a police officer, I defy you to do something different. I think he did everything that a normal person would do. Now, you can raise all sorts of questions about how the police are run in Ferguson. I don't know. I don't live there. We could talk about that, and it's a great way to start a dialogue. But I think in this particular case, I don't see how you can do anything differently.
Kenny?
I don't think that, like with the Zimmerman case, I don't think we will ever know for sure what really happened.
I think that's the truth here. Yeah.
You have eyewitnesses, that though, that back up the police.
There are eyewitnesses on both sides. That, yeah.
Nonsense.
But I think that the Ferguson police have mishandled this whole thing from the get-go, from the moment that Michael Brown was killed.
Shut up until you find out what the truth is.
Well, they did. They didn't even release the officer name. See, I think that's what made them look bad, is that they did a lot to protect this guy, and I think because of that, they looked like they were hiding something.
Well, that often happens when the police are trying to circle the wagons around somebody who's been a bad cop.
But so, even, I don't think he had even that.
Even the official incident report that they finally released is blank. They didn't fill anything out on it.
Yeah.
They just looked
too many questions. Not
I mean, what
answers.
I do know is that this guy's mother was out selling merchandise. And did you hear about this?
But that doesn't mean
listen to
that
this.
He's supposed to be
that
shot.
Has nothing to do
I'm
with
not
it,
talking
though.
About it being shot. Too I'm many. Just talking about there's a lot of corruption going on both sides. And one of the stories that I've heard is that Michael Brown's aunt was on the street selling merchandise for Michael Brown. And his mother, his own mother, presumably this woman's sister, came up and robbed her. Took the money and took off.
What does that got to
very
do with
very bizarre.
The
There's just a lot of corruption on both sides.
It has nothing to do with
sides.
This at all.
No.
That has nothing
it's
to do with
strange story. I think that you should look at the culture. It does when you think about the culture that someone grew up in. And I think it speaks
so
a lot
you shoot him
for how
that?
People are raised. No, Doug, he was... Oh, my gosh. He attacked a police officer. What do you expect
that's
him to do? Stand there?
That's also hearsay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Proven.
You guys. You know what? When you guys are in trouble, I don't want you to call the police at all.
No, Jennifer, none of the evidence has been officially released. There have been things that have been leaked. There was a picture of Michael Brown leaked that showed him with a gun and a bunch of money, and it
wasn't
even
him.
Then how do you explain the fact that he was halfway into a police car? I mean, that's
right.
That was the official result from the coroner. That was proven.
He needed a ride.
Uh-huh. All right. In and out of the police car, really?
Well, he wanted to take. We're going to take him for a ride.
Uh-huh.
What's the story with how many people know who Big Bank Hank was?
Sugar Hill Gang.
Big Bank Hank. Sugar Hill Gang, first rappers, right? 1970s?
One of them, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah? Do you have any of his music, Mike? I'm probably seeing if you can find a Big Bank Hank.
It's Sugar Hill Gang. It's
Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right, we'll see if we can find one of those things, because I know that'll make your morning 14 past the hour. I know something that actually will make your day, a good big cup of, a piping hot cup of BuzzBox coffee. BuzzBox coffee.
Can you caffeinate your underwear with it?
In the last half hour, we were talking. There's a story at DougStephan.com. Jennifer is referring to a story about how you may or may not be able to lose weight by having these new underwear that are laced with caffeine. So that may be something that you look forward to, folks. And maybe you don't. Maybe what you really need to do is just go buy some new underwear and put BuzzBox coffee.
But I'm saying you can drink it. You
underwear.
Can soak your underwear. It's
yeah.
Perfect.
Right. Lose weight with BuzzBox coffee. That's the new slogan for BuzzBox coffee. Who's not going to remember that? Lose weight with BuzzBox coffee. And you can do it free by getting your first bag of BuzzBox coffee free. Other end of 866-456-7805. Operators are standing by, as they say, to take your order for a free supply, a free bag of BuzzBox coffee. Wait till you get it. Wait till you smell it. Wait till you taste it. Jennifer loves it. Michael Fortier loves it. BuzzBox combines every bit of the really great Arabica coffee into the most... and then this has, by the way, been proven by research coffee users. It gets you out of your tired old routine. If you're going to the local convenience store or you're going by the coffee stores and you buy the same stuff every single day, take a change, turn and take a new route. to BuzzBox Coffee. There's a big orange box on most every page at DougStephan.com, and the headline reads, "Get your free pound of coffee. Help change the world as well." BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Sign up for it there or by dialing 866-456-7805. Change your habit to something that's really, really good. Start out with free BuzzBox Coffee, 866-456-7805.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for one day only, this Saturday, we are offering the lowest prices of the season at our holiday savings celebration. Members get amazing values, like 1,000 thread count sheet sets for $69.98 and 40-piece Rubbermaid take-alongs for $9.97. Don't miss out. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or GuitarCenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Born Henry Jackson, Big Bank Hank, along with Wonder Mike and Master G, made up the first rappers group in the 70s. He died, bad cancer about 6-7 years ago.
So young.
Yeah, 57. Too young. That just started a whole craze. Do you think just people were waiting for something like this? Were there others around practicing rap?
That medium.
These guys invented it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But this wasn't dirty. This was pretty clean, wasn't it?
Yeah, but think about the time. This was in the late 70s, early 80s, when you still weren't looking at pushing the envelope all the time.
Yeah. Well, I think that a lot of people seem to be talking about this. I didn't know who he was until I knew we had a focus on this song in the One Hit Wonder contest, but I didn't know who this guy was until I learned about his passing. Well, there you go, folks. The end of Big Bank Hank.
That's it. I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Wonder time on Good Day.
Listen carefully before you fall asleep. I'll drink to that.
Wow. You packed in the morning, I stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain without closing the doors. I didn't stand in your way.
Remembers this song? Just
wow!
Wow! Just had a bad moment, Richie. You had bad breakfast here, or what?
Song does it for me.
Oh, if it isn't got a lot of guitars and noise in it, you don't like it.
Pretty much, yeah. You could say that.
Just When I Needed You Most, by this Colorado-born singer-songwriter, topped the pop music charts during this week in 1979. So if you know who this is, the number is 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist.
Man, we are digging the bottom of the one-hit wonder
only
barrel now.
From your perspective, a lot of people will actually be intrigued by hearing the song once again. And if you are intrigued, not like Richie, try us at 888-302-DOUG. We'll send you a CD with a whole bunch of one-hit wonder hits.
$10 says we don't get...
$10
calls on this.
Don't get
I know this song, but I didn't. I thought it was like from a famous group.
All right, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about this fellow. All right, this is a single individual. At the age of 15, he and his mom moved to Cornwall, England. He found that depressing. Girl from the U.S. had visited for several months.
I find this song depressing.
And when she went home, he wrote, "Just When I Needed You the Most."
Aww.
Yes,
he was depressed. 1979, Bearsville Records released the single Gotta Get Out of Here, and Just When I Needed You Most was on the B-side of the song. Someplace a disc jockey played the B-side, caught on, rose to become a major top pop hit. So this was, by the way, at the disco era. top of the disco era, so this was really countercultural in a manner of speaking. And this fellow moved back to the States, went to Nashville, where he wrote songs recorded by the Oak Ridge Boys, Michael Jackson, Charlie Pride. Sadly, he died of leukemia at the age of 48 before he was able to record any more singles.
Should have buried the song with him.
Oh, man, are you crude? You are so crude. Cruel and crude.
Oh, I was wrong. We got three calls.
Just when I needed you the most, see? Crank it up, Richie.
It is. Just when I needed you most. You know, there's two kinds of one-hit wonders.
Yeah, the good ones and the bad ones.
Right. There's those ones where you're like, oh, man. This
so
song.
Catchy, so good.
And then there are those songs where you're just like, wow, this is a great song. I really remember this. I really liked it. What happened to those guys?
Well, this guy's dead. So from there, where do you go? All right, let's see here. This fellow has. Hey. You could argue that he had three names. What? What
you want to make? You want to make another a bet before we take a call?
You keep with your bets. What? What? What?
I bet
what?
You another $10 that everybody that's on the phone had to look it up on Wikipedia.
Really?
No, I won't take that bet. I bet they knew.
No.
Okay, so you will take that bet.
I'll take it,
Dave. Okay. Yes, did you look this up on Wikipedia?
I absolutely did not. I actually played it on the radio for many years.
Oh, DJ,
no, you've got the radio pipe.
He doesn't count. DJs do not count.
Oh, you can't back out on your bet. You have $10.
Yeah, we have
come
lots
on,
of
you owe him the money, Rich.
Yeah.
Ask Laura. Ask Laura.
All right, so who is this performer?
It's Randy Van Warmer.
Randy.
And Just When I Needed You Most.
Man, listen to this
listen
guy.
To him.
Look at you. Can you announce the song for us? Okay, ready. Let him go.
Right,
okay,
can
ready.
You give us weather and traffic too, Randy?
No, let him announce the song. Here it goes. Ready, Dave, go.
Bye.
That's it?
That's all?
Well, I didn't hear the song start. I thought you wanted me to do it over the
air. You're going
to
do it the right way. Come on, Rich.
Here it is. Go ahead.
Here's Randy Van Warmer and Just When I Needed You Most on the Doug Steffen Show.
Right?
Look at that. I love the way you cue up that show. You're so
we're going to send you a bunch of one-hit wonders. You can practice your announcing on that. Thanks, Dave. Hold on just a second.
You guys had to use a ringer. I'm not paying up.
Stop it.
No way.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look at the Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, hey guys, puppy up, and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Get you unstuck here, 33 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, amongst other things. Jennifer Horn just here with her light and lilty personality. Focusing today on moving fast. The European Space Agency trying to land a probe on the comet that's moving at 41,000 miles an hour. It's a pretty audacious adventure when you get right down to it. And then we have Elon Musk, who is the founder of SpaceX. He's a guy that has, he started PayPal. That's where he got his money. Mm-hmm. He now builds the Tesla car and very interested in space, kind of like Richard Branson, but he has a different focus. He's got his own company building the rockets. And he says he's in the early stages of a project that involves the development of advanced microsatellites operating in large formations. This sort of reminds me of a really scary bad movie when you get right down to it. All of these, you know, you see these, what do they call it, Transformer movies. I never watch them, but I've seen the trailers. And then the stuff that comes in, that last movie that Tom Cruise was in with Emily Blunt, I didn't see it, but I saw the trailers and all these things, these monstrous, horrible-looking creatures that come out of these little teeny thing, and they like blow up, and they're everywhere, that kind of stuff. So anyway, Musk is looking into lending support to a satellite venture established with the goal of providing global internet access. The venture is known as World View Satellites, formed by a former Google executive. It was a focus of speculation that, in fact, that Google was going to launch a new constellation of telecommunication satellites, small little satellites. Can you imagine how much space junk there is even now in near space? I'm talking about 300 miles to 20,000 miles above the planet. We have no idea how many satellites have been put up by the Russians, by the Chinese, the Japanese, European Space Agency. Everybody's in the European. They're all in on this. So how do they keep from bashing into one another? And in fact, coming back through the atmosphere, most of them are burned up anyway. So it wouldn't be a big deal. But can you just imagine how crowded? Think of the 405, Jennifer, on Monday. That's what I'm thinking of.
Monday and Thursday, there's a big traffic report yesterday. That Thursday is the biggest traffic day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Is this a value? Does anybody think this is? These satellites weigh less than 250 pounds. And they want to land. He wants to launch 700 of them.
Wow.
And then do what with them? What kind of privacy? I mean, I suspect something here. Am I being too cynical? I don't know that much about
this. What do you suspect?
Guy,
what do you think?
Elon Musk. I don't know much about him. Well, there's a certain amount of the James Bond movie, a couple of James Bond movies. Remember the guy, this Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie?
Mm-hmm.
Who
my favorite.
He was a Chinese. Supposedly, at the beginning of the movie, James Bond kills this Korean general, North Korean general's son, but he doesn't really. He makes himself a new face into a new person, and he becomes this fantastically wealthy guy who obviously wants to take over the world, and he's got his plans to send satellites into space, and he's got a. It's just bizarre how many of these stories then. Science fiction stories become reality. I think that's sort of what I'm getting at here. And how many of you are going to, is this, when it comes to the early stages of technology and how much some of us understand, the fact that it's moving as fast as it is away from our ability to understand it gives me cause to wonder about how much technology will really be in charge rather than the human brain figuring things out. Look at now how much you give over to that little computer in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to think. You can just, okay, let's just look it up on Wikipedia. Or let's just figure out how to do this equation by going to the math app. Or whatever. I mean, there's 400, 500, 600,000 apps. All kinds of access to all kinds of everything that helps you figure out what you otherwise had to figure out using your brain before. So your brain's not developing. What's developing? Your finger, where you push the button on your, you know, Richie thinks these things are all so great. Nonsense.
I would disagree.
Disagree with what?
I would say that we have much more knowledge and much more conversation and much more information because we have it, access to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
how much of your time is spent every day on that machine?
A lot.
But you know what? For example, I'm just sitting here looking up what the Muslim holiday, I don't know how to pronounce it, EID is. EID.
EID?
Yeah.
It's a new broadcasting network to replace EIB.
You're right. Had I not had this computer in front of me, I wouldn't. No, I mean, I'd have to go to the library.
Why is that important?
Yeah, you'd have to go
to your life.
No, I think it gives us
because we're about to talk about it, and I want to know what it is.
All right, let's do this. This is there's a story from Richie's neck of the woods about the county school system changing the calendar and taking away all of the labels for various religious holidays because they don't want to offend the Muslims. All right, how's that going to work?
The way you say they don't want to offend. Montgomery County, which is where I was born and raised, just across the river from where I now live in Virginia, has decided that instead of giving the Muslim community in Montgomery County what they want, which is the holiday EID off, I don't know how to say it, that they will just instead strip all the other holidays of their names, such as Christmas and Yom Kippur and Easter. So what they did yesterday is they approved the school calendar for next school year. The calendar will no longer reference specific religious holidays, rather simply state that the school will be closed on those dates that correspond with the holidays. And this made the Muslim community upset, saying, we want equality. We want our holiday recognized. To which the county said, well, we don't really recognize, we don't take the days off because of those religious holidays. We take the days off because all of the students are gone for those holidays, so we shut it down for operational purposes. And since we don't have that same effect for your holiday, we can't close the schools because most of the kids are still here to show up for school. So they say, you know, you have one father who's saying, you know, we're kicking it down the road. You know, how am I supposed to explain to my American-born Muslim kids that the schools choose a holiday policy that gives off for Christmas and Yom Kippur, but not our holiday? He says, how do I explain that to them? So
it's all based on metrics. That's how I'd explain it to them. And then you pull your kid out of school on the holidays that you need. Big deal.
That's what I say. Why not? Yeah. What's the big deal? If it's that big a deal for you, why force every other kid to take off?
If, America.
If you don't
right. if
have the majority.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
let's say we get to the point where the majority do take off for that holiday, and it does interrupt school operations. Then we should relook at it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When the majority of people in a district are Muslim, is that what you're saying?
So, the question here, I think, is, when the majority is, right.
Yeah.
So I think the question here is did Montgomery County just cave by removing the references to Christmas, Easter, and Yom Kippur?
What a spineless thing to do.
Yeah. So, but the
this is why I could never move back to Montgomery County, which I love.
The other side of this is the Jewish calendar and the Jewish holidays do close schools, and they are by no means the majority.
But that's new.
In Montgomery County, there's enough of a Jewish community that they do see a dip in attendance.
In Dearborn, Michigan, there's enough of a Muslim community to do
this. And then in Dearborn, that's what they should do.
Right.
That's the case.
Exactly.
You know, I think the Jewish holidays, though, are a new thing. I don't know about you guys, but my mom, as a teacher, just started getting those off maybe, I don't know, three or four years ago?
No, we had them off when I was teaching school, and that was 40 years ago.
We never did in LA.
You were
teaching school 40 years ago?
I was able to take those days off when I was a kid, but school was still open.
Yeah.
You were able to take it off because you were Jewish when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, so what about all the what about where is that? I'm trying to remember now. Catholic holiday that was. I've lost it now. I remember because we have a lot of Catholic schools in my area. And they used to treat them as if they were public schools, even though they weren't. There was St. Stephen's, St. Bridget's, St. Mark's. There was another one. There were four Catholic schools in my district. And they used to have to bus the kids to the Catholic schools or any of the parochial schools. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, they're called parochial schools. Any of the schools that were religious, there was some... at one point in time, they said, no, we're not going to bring these kids to that school. And then somebody started a lawsuit against the community. And when you get to the practical side of it, if they weren't going to the Catholic school, they'd be going to the public school anyway. So the parents have to pay a tuition for the kids to go to the Catholic school. The least they can do for their tax dollars, is haul them to school in a school bus, which seems to be, seems fair and makes common sense to me. Why are you going to haul the kids to school anyway? So why would you say, no, I'm not bringing them to a Catholic school? Come on. Anyway, but you see how divisive religion is? That's really what I take away from all
of this. It doesn't have to be.
Should religion even be a part of the school calendar?
No.
Because, you know, separation of church and state, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So then that's you agree with this, that there isn't, that we shouldn't call it Christmas break?
No, some people are making that argument is that, you know, separation of church and state, we should not. I do believe that we should call it Christmas break. Mm-hmm. I do believe that we should call it Easter break. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that if you have a majority in a community, you should cater to whatever that community is.
Well, let's see. What would we call it if it wasn't Christmas vacation?
They call it winter break now in Los Angeles.
Winter break.
They're calling it winter break and spring break.
Okay. Kenny's right. Spineless, gutless wusses. 15 before the hour, Jennifer has a spine, and she's going to use it along with her mouth and her brain, as we have a television report coming up next here on Good Day.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV, and I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there, or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit GEICO.com today.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose today.
Princess Cruises, one of the most famous names in seagoing vacations, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. And to commemorate this important milestone, the company is honoring the iconic TV show that first introduced viewers to Princess Cruises and cruising, The Love Boat. The Love Boat premiered nearly 40 years ago and became one of the highest-rated and longest-running series on television. The show was first shot aboard the Sun Princess back in 1977, and now the six original Love Boat cast members have reunited to serve as godparents for Princess Cruises' newest cruise ship, Regal Princess. Gavin McLeod, who starred as Captain Meryl Stubing.
I'm thrilled to join my former castmates to christen the new Regal Princess before its maiden Caribbean season. I couldn't be happier that the Love Boat has played such a big role in Princess Cruises' history. And now we get to celebrate the company's golden anniversary.
Princess Cruises will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a number of onboard festivities and special cruise vacation offers. Find out more by visiting princess.com.
What if I told you that you could put out the fire of acid reflux and stop taking your reflux meds forever? If you or someone you care about suffers from acid reflux, indigestion, or heartburn, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. People who have followed this plan have not only eliminated their reflux agony, but have stopped taking their reflux meds completely with their doctor's approval. This is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing acid reflux pain starting tonight. This natural solution will save you from being a slave to dangerous doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy, and the free video from Barton Publishing gives you a specific action to take right away to get your reflux problem under control. The best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common food found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22acidreflux.com. Watch for free at 22acidreflux.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from acid reflux agony tonight. Go to 22acidreflux.com. That's 22acidreflux.com.
Now time for Jennifer Horn to update us on the latest from the world of television, including the fate of one of the co-creators of The Simpsons.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on today. We'll start, Dougie, with some sad news. Carol Ann Soucie, who's best known for voicing Mrs. Wolowitz on The Big Bang Theory on CBS, she died yesterday morning in Los Angeles after battling cancer, only 62 years old. You never saw her on The Big Bang Theory, but you could always hear her voice. She's very funny, had that very memorable role, and one of these character actors, again, that make a great career out of doing lots of little parts, but never hitting that huge amount of fame. Also, some interesting news as far as exits go. Randy Jackson is exiting American Idol. This is, he's like the original guy. He and Ryan are the last one, and so he announced that he would not be with it for the upcoming 14th season. Now, back in 2012, Sam Simon, best known as one of the creators of The Simpsons, was told that he had terminal colon cancer and had only 3 to 6 months to live. Since then, he's been preparing
3 to 6 months
in 2012. Well, you know, hey, God love him. Man. You take every
that's
day,
why
right?
This woman who just decided to take her own life, that's why I'm like, oh, man.
Me too. I have a hard time with it because you never know. You never know what God has in store or what your health is, what your body can do. But anyway, so he got diagnosed. They said he had up to 6 months
to
live.
It's population control.
Okay.
That's really how it's helped.
Well, he's been preparing to give away his entire fortune to the causes that matter most to him. He just
me, over here.
Reason
me,
is
me,
it,
me.
It,
I put my hand up.
news attraction is that he just did an interview with NBC News, and he explains that most of these causes will involve animals. He worked with PETA founder.
Okay, here's listen to this. Just think about this for a second. How many, now that he's gone public with this, how many Cucamonga emails and letters is this guy going to get?
He's going to get, I have a feeling he's already figured out where everything's going.
You think?
I don't think you bring it up until you figure it out.
All right, let's hope.
Yeah. I think that's good news, though. Hey, if you want to build a legacy for yourself and you want control over your exit
good
off the
him.
Planet, yeah.
Yep,
speaking of exits, today co-host Natalie Morales planning her next TV move. She's leaving because of the tense atmosphere behind the scenes at NBC's Today Show.
That's what happens when you sleep with the other host.
Hey, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So she's the one who's the father of the problem?
Well, she's the one that might have horizontal mamboed with Matt Lauer.
Horizontal mambo! Mumbo
Jumbo. Who knows? Maybe Al Roker, too.
Really?
Ah.
One thing for sure, Richie, I'm never going to do that with you.
Thank you.
51 at the hour on good day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Ooh, this is a familiar ring. Richie!
Do that mambo, Doug.
Time for the mambo in to the life of pet care expert Dr. Warren Eckstein. Boombalunga. All right, Warren's going to be focused on the usual things that are important for your... I have a question, or maybe this is a discussion. I don't know. We'll pose it now. Let Warren think about it for a minute. Animal rights activists are protesting an upcoming show on the Discovery Channel. If you don't know about that, we will talk about it and see whether it really is something to be concerned about. That's up next here is Warren Eckstein in the Pet Show Business with on Good Day.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now, 800-347-1956. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger. younger, healthier, and more attractive, and everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956.
All right, so PETA is protesting, Warren, an upcoming show on the Discovery Channel where a fellow attempts to get swallowed, in fact, was swallowed, I think. Wasn't he, Jennifer, by a giant anaconda snake?
Yeah, he went into a snake-proof suit, and then his big safety device was he tied a rope around his ankle, and as the snake digested him, and he took video from inside the snake's belly, then I guess someone pulled him out and tried, you know, saved him.
So PETA's protesting a predator python?
Very good. Nice use of alliteration, Rich.
That's
high five.
That's right.
You know,
stop playing around with you.
I have a lot of differences between what I believe and what PETA believes in terms of actions that are taken. However, in this scenario, I got to agree with PETA. What's the purpose of it? Are we going to learn anything about the snake?
Well, he fed the snake.
Well, yeah, but the snake would have fed himself. He was, what, 22 feet long? He could have found something to eat, I'm sure. But the bottom line is, as far as I'm concerned, anything you do that's not natural to an animal for human needs or whatever is abusive. This is abusive to me. They abuse the snake. There's no reason for it. Nothing we're going to learn from it.
Wait a minute. So what happened? Did the guy...
I don't know what the end result of this was.
Did the snake digest the guy, or did they cut the snake open and get the guy out? Did he live or die?
I have to assume that the snake was killed to get the guy out. I mean, unless you can make the snake throw up.
I don't think the snake was killed. I think they just don't like the fact that they were messy. I think the snake is fine.
The snake survived?
Mm-hmm. They yanked the guy out backwards. So what is does an anaconda have teeth?
Yes, they do. Anaconda has lots of teeth, and it's very difficult because their teeth, like most snakes, face backwards. So when they grab their prey, the prey can't get away. Having been bitten by a rattlesnake, I can tell you how their teeth really work. But the bottom line is there's no purpose for this. I don't see any reason for it. I don't see any purpose for it other than leave the animal alone. This is an anaconda. Put them in the wild. Let them survive. They've been around for years. Stay away from them. Just leave it alone.
According to the article I'm reading, he just entered the belly of the anaconda and then he was fished out.
But again, fished out. But again, think about it from this point of view. What was the purpose? What was the purpose? It was for him. Media.
Yeah, right. It was just for a media.
And the snake is alive and well.
Yeah. And the snake survived. Well, good for the snake. I'm glad the snake survived.
So what do these snakes eat normally? What is a 22-foot snake?
You're talking about calves? Pigs. Uh-huh. The snakes have the ability to dislocate their jaws, so they can eat animals that are 5-10 times what you would think their size, and they take them in nice and soft.
I can do that at Thanksgiving.
This is so gross.
And not unusual for a snake like that to actually be able to take in a.
What is that animal doing on the earth? Why is there something that does that?
If there weren't snakes around on the earth, we would be inundated with rodents and other types of animals that they take care of and keep everything in check. Mother Nature knows what she's doing.
I'm okay with spiders and snakes. They do serve a good purpose.
Exactly. I just took a spider.
Flies, I don't know.
Like where I am in Arizona today, I have tarantulas around. I love them. I pick them up. I play with them. I hug them. It's just me.
What?
They don't bite, right?
Yes, they do bite. They don't sting. They do bite. But usually, generally speaking, they very rarely will bite. And if they do, it's kind of like a bee sting.
Folks, what do you have around your house for a pet? How do you bathe a tarantula?
It's not a pet, although people keep them as pets. I mean, I have them wild outside. I go outside, say good morning.
How do you bathe a snake?
Carefully.
How do you think about it? You bathe your cat, your dog, right? But how do you bathe? How do you take care of this kind of...
It's fine. They say it's fine until you get shampoo in their eyes. Then they get a little upset.
Really? All right. Well, there it is, folks. The end all, the be all.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.